Like total euphoria. Total euphoria. And yes, we could have used Can You Feel It during that whole montage, but no! We chose to stay true to ourselves and use Tito Jackson, We Made It, because come hell or high water, we're going to make that song a hit.
Speak for yourself.
I don't know how it's not a hit already.
I don't understand it. It's a banger.
Garbage.
Everybody crank it up. We're doing this every hour today. Feel it. Feel it, Miami.
It's a song.
This is a song. I keep saying it's party day in Miami. It is suck it day in Boston. Crank it up, Valero! Yeah. There is criticism being levied at the great Bill Belichick.
It should be.
There should be.
He made coaching mistakes and caused his team to lose the game. If you're good, you make mistakes, you get criticized just like a bad coach.
So what is some of the sound we have here, Valero?
We have a couple of clips from First Things First. Or no, Undisputed with Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless. And
all right.
Clip of
so
TNA.
let me hear from Undisputed. Is this are we going to hear Skip or Shannon first?
You're going to hear Skip first, and then Shannon jumps in.
All right, here's Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharpe this morning.
Bill Belichick is overrated. And once again, Tom Brady had overcome a defense. Would you believe this? Guess what Miami had yards per play yesterday? What? Yards per play. 9.2 yards per play. Every time they snapped the ball yesterday, they got 9.2 yards.
Hold on, Tap Skip, but you don't want to say anything. But
wow.
The Dolphins was 1-for-7 on third down.
Didn't
that's
matter.
14%.
9.2 yards.
The Patriots
yards?
Lost 2 points.
Wow.
Sent them up in great field position, and they ran 30 more plays.
Yep.
So who's this? 30 more plays, and all you got is, and they got to come down to this? Where is Tom Brady? This happened on Tom Brady's watch.
Tom Brady nearly overcame Belichick once again.
And
should
Coach,
have.
Coach Belichick nearly overcame him.
And Belichick
six
got him in the end.
Tom Brady has 6 possessions.
It's like listening
with
to
6
us.
Points. Mm. The last 6 possessions of the game, he got 6 points. Mm. Is that goatish?
33-28, New England with 7 seconds left. That's all I know.
Out of that.
You know what's so ridiculous about that? One of them is caping up that Belichick is overrated. I think the other one's caping up that Brady's overrated. I don't even know what the hell's going on there. But I love Skip starting with Belichick is overrated.
I don't know about all that. But there's something that Shannon said. He was like 1-for-7 on third down. And he was spinning that as a negative.
Yes.
I want to make it a positive. They only had 7 third downs, but they had 20 first downs. That means they were showing out on first and second down. To Skip's point, 9 yards per play, running the ball well, 189 yards rushing. I'm going to continue to say it all day. I love talking about the last play. Look at the game in totality and why the Dolphins were 28-33 heading into 7 seconds left in the game. The bigger picture of why they got out coached and outplayed for 60 minutes. The last 7 seconds were great, but they were 59 minutes and 53 seconds before that the Dolphins played right there with the defending world champions and all the butt kissing you want to do the Patriots. The Dolphins matched everything they did in the first half and then outscored them and outplayed them the entire second half.
Not defending, though. Philadelphia is defending, and they're done.
They run the football atmosphere for
Valero's
years.
Valero's wearing his Cowboys jersey today.
You saw that victory?
Cowboys are doing it, man. They have come together. That Amari Cooper trade, which I made fun of, was
we all made
spot
fun of it.
On. That was, I saw some show this morning. They were saying Jerry Jones deserves a little bit of credit as the general manager for saying, yeah, Amari Cooper's worth a first-round pick, because that seems to be, he was unbelievable yesterday. Forget about the game-winning touchdown. That first touchdown, I think it was the first touchdown that they scored, that long pass from Dak.
The long, long one?
Yeah.
That was the second one he scored.
That was the second one?
Yeah, that was a beautiful
He had a game, man. Amari Cooper.
217 yards.
And to criticize Dak, did Dak not have weapons? Because I always mess with it. I don't think Dak's that good of a quarterback, but now seeing him with a guy like Amari Cooper.
His best season was with Dez, though, wasn't it?
Then Dez got washed. That's why Dez got washed. Dez was in the twilight of his career when Dak got drafted. Witten retired. We know he was at the end.
Yeah, but he still was a weapon when Dak was there his rookie year. But and then the next year he fell off.
I guess seeing what he's doing with Amari Cooper making me swing a little bit on Dak. If you give Dak some weapons, he might show. He was throwing the, what's the boy's name, Cole Beasley. For why?
Michael Gallup. Yeah,
Gallup. Just, Gallup's ass out of here.
Yeah, 455 yards throwing and three touchdowns.
I'm a believer in him. I think he looks composed back there. I know you've been fairly critical of him this season, but man, they look like they are coming together at the right time.
Because it was early in his career, especially 2 years ago when Zeke went crazy. He would have 8 for 11 games for 200 yards, and then Larry would be like, Crowder, did you see Dak yesterday? So, yeah, he handed the ball to Zeke 45 times. That's not impressive. He's starting to impress me a little bit.
I mean, it may be the difference between having a really good weapon out there and not. I mean, it should make any quarterback better. Somebody texts in, where's my Belichick is a jerk shirt? Honked off like a goose.com. I put it up there because I thought he was like a jerk as a human. Little did I know, he's just a jerk like dumb. Puts Rob Gronkowski back there. If you didn't hear the start of the show, it too. I really do believe, and Rob Gronkowski, I like him. I like, outlandish characters, and he had a ball game too.
Oh, he balled out.
I don't root against Rob Gronkowski. I root against the Patriots. But Bill Belichick, his genius coach, put him in an awful situation yesterday, and that's all on Belichick. None of that is on Gronk. Gronk should not know how to take angles. Gronk should not know how to tackle Kenyon Drake running at him. He shouldn't know how to do that.
He doesn't know how to make an overfield tackle.
Right.
Nor should he. Doesn't even play punt.
Yeah.
That's like a phrase. It's an old country silly phrase, but that's asking a manatee to climb a tree.
Right.
He's like, you should never put him in that situation. That was dumb. It was schematically dumb. Just saying, because what happened, this is what I believe happened to the Patriots. And this is a mistake that I'm not justifying, I'm just explaining it. You go into a prevent defense, Hail Mary defense, and it'll be a name for it. They'll call it, Titan or something. So our Titan defense is stopping a Hail Mary opportunity. 7 seconds left. Titan.
Almost like muscle memory. There's going to be one play, so it just connotes Hail Mary.
But they're not 40 out, they're 75 out. There should be a different thought when you're that far away from the goal line, knowing it's going to be a pitchback play. But 7 seconds left.
Just be a standard prevent defense?
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't be in a Hail Mary defense there. If you're a genius coach, you should not be in a Hail Mary defense. It would be a standard prevent defense. And have Devin McCourty out there.
And what happens even on, a lot of people don't know this, some people probably heard it, people yelling it, like on second down, second and long, they'll start yelling, punt alert, because, hey, it's second and long. If we get this third down, punt team be ready. To where they start looking at the clock and the Patriots have the ball late, and they say, hey, Titan alert. And then the Dolphins get the ball 7 seconds left. They already alerted Titan to run in, and now that's what I made up the name of their prevent, their Hail Mary defense, and they all just run in. And then it lines up, and it's like, hey, they're about to start. They're going to run a hook and lateral. You shouldn't have Gronkowski at safety. That's a terrible decision. But Titan's already out there. The Dolphins are about to snap the ball. We're good. They didn't have any timeouts anyway, but we're okay. We're safe. We're good to go. No, you're not good to go, because if Kenyon Drake breaks down the middle of this field, Rob is going to have one-on-one tackle with him, and that's not going to happen. There is no way, and that's why I haven't heard anybody talk about, like, trying to justify Gronk being back there.
You can't. Because there is no 75-yard Hail Mary. Not from Ryan Tannehill yesterday when his ankle was already bothering him and his shoulder, we know, prevents that real deep ball. Like, that's a 75-yard Hail Mary.
That's what y'all young guys say.
He says my B.
That's all Belichick should tell his team. Belichick should have walked his team into the team meeting room this morning and said, guys, my B. And that's what you got to do. You got to pat your chest twice. Yeah.
What else do we have here? We have Stephen A. Smith talking about.
And we also have another Shannon Sharp.
You do? Let me hear that.
Coach Belichick outsmarted himself. Skip, he outsmarted himself by inserting Gronk into the game. And normally they put Gronk in when there's a Hail Mary situation at the end, and they take one of their defensive backs out because Gronk is 6'6" and a half, and he's there to jump up and knock the ball down. But here's the thing. This is where Coach Belichick outsmarted himself. Ryan Tannehill had missed a month of the season with an injured shoulder. He had injured his ankle earlier in the game. So, Skip, what's the likelihood with that injury or those injuries he can throw the ball 75 yards? I believe at this juncture of the season, there's one guy that can launch the ball 75 yards and get into the end zone. And he doesn't play for the Dolphins. He plays for Kansas City. That's Patrick Mahomes. What he should have done is, once Coach Belichick saw the way they lined up, it's called timeout. Put the DB back in and take Gronk out. because you want Gronk in a batted ball situation, not in a tackling situation. So as Tannehill and Drake is explaining it, he picks up a great block from 62, Skip. His lineman threw the key block because he's way down the field and the guy's about to tackle Drake from the side. 62 peels off, hits him, and so now Drake has a full head of steam against Gronk one-on-one. You can put Gronk in that situation 10 times, and with a full head of steam, he'll never tackle Kenyon Drake. That's not what Gronk is going to go to the Hall of Fame for. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame for catching passes, not tackling. And so in that situation, Skip, you knew he had no chance.
I totally agree with him. He will never tackle Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake.
He like a Hassan Whiteside, too.
Kenyon Drake.
He will never tackle Kenyon Drake in that situation.
Kenyon Drake.
Rob Gronkowski, 8 receptions, 107 yards, 14-yard average. He balls at tight end. He's not a good safety.
I like Hassan Whiteside.
I'm sorry. What kind of role do you want?
I like Hassan Whiteside.
Hassan Whiteside. All right, we'll give you one of those.
Three of Hassans. Table six.
You want that? You want the Hassan Whiteside?
Kenyon Drake.
And a Kenyon Drake. All right. Let me just repeat your order back to you. You want one Hassan Whiteside.
I like Hassan Whiteside.
And to drink, you want a Kenyon Drake?
Kenyon Drake.
All right. We'll get you those. We'll have those right out. You guys want a basket of bread?
Hey, man. Shannon got over that list, man. Leave Shannon alone.
Kenyon Drake.
Try to keep that tongue out the way.
All right. Get you some Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake.
Hassan Whiteside.
I like Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, I like those two. And then we'll be let's take some phone calls from Dolphins fans. We'll take some phone calls on this Dolphins Monday. 305-567-0560-954-567-0560.
Radio.com.
Live from the funk, it's hotter than Texas. Right from the jump, you got my attention.
We always give Funky Buddha Brewery a lot of love on this program. Tomorrow we'll do our Cheers 2 segment, our world famous Cheers 2 segment. But Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel, when that hook and double lateral. By the way, there is some debate, and I've debated this on the radio before. The original hook and ladder, is it called a hook and ladder? Is it called a hook and lateral? I've done this show before because a lot of people say hook and ladder, which was the name of the play. I had someone on from the Dolphins, and they confirmed, it may have been Shula himself because we've had him on, it was called a hook and ladder, even though the actual play is a hook and lateral. Because if you're looking at the play, it's a hook and then a lateral.
Yes, but
it was always called hook and ladder. So a lot of people call it the hook and lateral. A lot of people call it hook and ladder. Regardless, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel tweeted out, what a play, what a finish. The hook and double lateral should be a bar drink tonight in South Florida. Our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery tweeted back at him. Miami Miracle Double Lateral Double IPA will be brewed this week.
Oh, I love it.
And so someone tweeted at them, if this is serious, I hope you'll have some in 2 weeks. I'm coming in visiting for Christmas. Funky Buddha tweeted back, very serious, but it will probably take 3 weeks to get on tap. Now, we've had them on before. We know that. But that is Funky Buddha Brewery doing what they do best.
Oh, they had the sour. What was that? The sour beer for Jarvis's Tears.
Jarvis's Tears. They should call this one Belichick's Tears.
I like the double lateral, double IPA.
Miami Miracle Double Lateral Double IPA will be available at Funky Buddha Brewery. So there you go. And then they've got the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival coming up.
That's the first thing I thought about. I know that double IPA will be ready for January 12th.
Yes, for sure.
I got Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival. Please come out.
Is he having trouble today?
I wasn't going to say anything.
You go to hell.
You're killing it, man.
Go to maplebaconcoffeeporter.com. You can get tickets.
No, funkybuddhabrewery.com.
Well, on their Twitter site, it says maplebaconcoffeeporter.com. I'm just reading it right off their Twitter site.
Go where I go.
I'm just saying, you're kind of like the Hassan Whiteside, Crayon Drake.
I like her with Sloan Whiteside.
So Creighton Drake.
I root for them in basketball. Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
Yeah. Creighton Drake. All right. I said I would take some phone calls, and people always complain on Dolphins Mondays we don't take enough phone calls. Dolphins Monday, by the way, defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez, called 305-800-LOSS. We will start with Eddie. Go ahead. You're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, guys.
What's happening? Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to make an observation that I don't think a lot of people noticed about that final play. One of you two mentioned that even if Gronk had taken a good angle, he would have gotten juked by Drake. The reason he took a bad angle is because exactly on the 16-yard line, Drake did juke him. Drake hesitated him, made him stop, and he was completely wrong-footed when he went past him for the rest of the play. That's the reason he stumbled over, and that's the reason he had a bad angle.
Yeah, whether Kenyon Drake was going to juke him at the 16, the 6, or right in front of his face, like, he was not going to tackle him.
And to your point, if you look, Kenyon Drake had the ball in one hand like he was looking to pitch it, and that's what set up Ted Larson's block. That's what slowed down Vannoy from, you know, running. A lot of those guys were waiting for another pitch, and then Kenyon Drake just got the hell on. So go back and look at that play. It's a lot of little small nuances that made that play work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a beautiful thing.
It was fun. It was fun. Appreciate the phone call. We'll take some of yours today as we celebrate. John, you're on 560 WQAM.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, man?
Listen, there's another boneheaded play that Bill Belichick did, and nobody's talking about it.
I'm happy to. Bring it up.
And that's not going for the touchdown at the end of the game. They had three timeouts. Why would you play for the field goal? They ran three dives in a row.
I don't disagree with what John is saying here, because if you and you feel like you've got Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, that's a pretty deadly combination against Miami, no?
Hello?
Yeah, well, whatever.
The thought would be run the ball.
Hey.
The thought would be run the ball, run time off the clock, don't give them a lot of time.
And I understand that, but then when you get down to third down, and then it's fourth down, you can still, there was what, 15 seconds left on that fourth down when they kicked the field goal?
I had to be less than that.
15 or 17?
Yeah, was it?
The
was
kickoff
that?
Took a lot of time off the clock as well.
Right, because Kalen Ballage actually ran, I thought, too long. Like, I was angry at Kalen Ballage for running out to the side. Like, dude, if you're going to run forward. Going out to the side, you're not turning the corner on anything.
So just damn line.
Settle yourself down. But I don't disagree with that caller there, where the Patriots can put it away with a touchdown. Dolphins just scored twice.
No.
I mean, that's as implausible as them scoring once, which they did. But if they score a touchdown, now I think that was Bill Belichick arrogance again. I think arrogance got in the way of him being the genius coach that he's supposed to be. Because you've got Tom Brady and you've got Rob Gronkowski. Those guys have eaten the Dolphins for breakfast, lunch, and dinner over the course of their tenure.
Yeah.
You feel like you can get him open in the end zone and put it away, but they chose not to. They ran the ball three times, kicked that field goal, and they allowed that miracle in Miami to happen.
But if you do the math, like, and this is what happens on the sideline. You have these smart people upstairs. You ever see Adam Gase and Darren Rizzi talking? They're trying to work out the math. It's first down. There's 4 minutes left. Okay, 40 seconds. I know. That's 80 seconds. And you start doing the math out. We're going to leave the Dolphins. If we run the ball, we're going to leave the Dolphins with less than 10 seconds to score a touchdown.
Right. No, understood.
So they did the math. And the 1% chance of what could happen,
understood.
Happened.
And if they don't score a touchdown, then the Dolphins only need a field goal. They only need to come down and kick a field goal. But conversely, unless there's a turnover.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are going to get the ball, you know, at the 10-yard line or less.
But Brady goes to throw it to Gronk across the middle, and Robert Quinn tips it up in the air, and Rashad Jones picks it off.
Understood.
Just, you're taking a chance. In retrospect, I guarantee Belichick right now says, we had three downs from the 5-yard line to score a touchdown. Damn, we should have went for it. But in that moment, go up by five on the Dolphins?
You feel pretty confident.
A minute left in the game? Now they're going to have, you do the math, they're going to have 10 seconds? They can't score in 10 seconds.
Larry, you're on 560 WQAM.
In retrospect, I guarantee Belichick right now.
Oh, you are listening to a good show, Larry.
Larry!
Larry!
Big homie.
Big Lair.
Probably about, like, what, 10 more seconds?
All right, I'm going to put him on hold. Yeah, I gave him a Lair. Gino, you're
Did
on
people 5. People call people named Larry Lair?
Sure, yeah.
No, that's Lair. An ugly
Gino, don't you call people named Larry Lair?
Yeah, I do.
No, not really.
All right, G, what do you got for us?
Listen, I got a quick question. I was just talking to my boss. We were wondering why the Dolphins didn't kick that extra point at the end of the game, because if New England would have blocked it and ran it back, they would have scored 2 points.
It was it's a rule change that they instituted this year. If you win the game on a last second whatever, you'd no longer have to kick an extra. It used to be a rule that you had to kick an extra point, and then last season, teams started kneeling on the ball to prevent just that. And so they changed the rule. If you win it and there's no time on the clock, you do not have to kick an extra point.
So it's like a walk-off win.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. It is a walk-off win. Thank you, G.
And it'll mess up the celebration.
Yeah, then you got to get everybody back out there. Bill Belichick ain't sending anybody out there to defend an extra point. Mm. I lost money on that last year. It was
we sure did.
There was a Monday night game that we lost money on, and then there was a playoff game. I think it was an Eagles game, wasn't it? Where they just knelt on the. I never know if it's knelt or kneeled.
Or they one time they were up, but they were on like the five. We're like, just kick the field goal.
Yeah,
but they were already up. Yeah, get the 3 points. Get the three. And they messed up. I remember that. Messed up the spread.
Pepito, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, guys. One thing nobody's mentioned. These last 2 weeks, Ryan Tannehill's been dropping some dimes, man. I'm throwing some beautiful passes. Yesterday, that touchdown pass and the other pass to Stills that he dropped over the top of the defenders. Beautiful passes, man. He was toe-for-toe with Brady yesterday. It was awesome to watch.
I can't argue with you. I can't argue with you. He looked good, man. He hung with Andrew Luck. They did their thing against Josh Allen, and he hung with Tom Brady.
And you're talking about dink and dunk. This is dink and dunk Tannehill. All the man-in-the-box crap. Can't throw over 20 yards. These receivers' averages, Stills 17, Kenyon Drake 55, Frank Gore 24, Bryce Butler 23, Devontae Parker 18, Dan Amendola 10 yards per catch. That's not dink and dunk.
No.
That's getting down the field. And Skip Bayless and when Shannon Sharp were arguing, Skip made a point. The Dolphins average 9 yards per play. That's why they were 1-for-7 on third down, but they had 20-something first downs. They were getting first downs on second down, first down. Frank Gore was running that biscuit yesterday. He jumped in some other ranking up to – he jumped over somebody sneaking up on Emmitt Smith or one of those guys.
He jumped on LT.
It was LT he jumped over?
All-purpose yards, I believe.
Like that was impressive. That's why I love the last play. I'm going to say it all day. Look at that game in totality. The blast play was amazing. I loved it. I loved the scheme, and I loved the effort. I loved Ted Larson getting down there. I just loved everything that happened. Not just the hook and ladder, but the hook and double lateral. And Kenyon Drake was out there to catch the pitch option from Devontae Parker. That was schemed. But the whole game, shutting the run game of the Patriots down after they ran for damn near 200 yards when they beat you 38-7, and now they average 2.5 yards per carry on 20 carries for 77 yards, something like that. That was all impressive. The Dolphins played man-to-man, answered every time the Patriots scored, they answered, and in the second half, they beat them 13-6 after being down in the first half. I loved it.
Our old radio partner, Zach Krantz, is going to be out tomorrow. 5 till 7 p.m. at the grand opening of Mod Pizza, the one at 11255 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. And also, Albert Wilson will be there. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Meet Albert Wilson, Dolphins receiver, and Zach Krantz tomorrow. Zach will be there 5 till 7 p.m., grand opening of Mod Pizza on Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
They should make sure they have on different colors so people don't confuse them.
Because sometimes Zach will wear a Dolphins jersey, and then everyone's going to be going, oh, can I get a picture with you, Albert?
Albert, yeah. No.
So that's a good idea. No. Text Zach and tell him to coordinate.
Is Zach built like a wide receiver?
Is Rondé built like a wide receiver?
Hell of a point.
We got to take a quick break on this Dolphins Monday. We'll come right back. Look at this. Look at that Patrick Mahomes. Did you see this play yesterday? The Patrick Mahomes scramble, and then he throws it like 40 yards across his body. It's ridiculous what Patrick Mahomes is doing.
His arm talent is one of a kind.
It's ridiculous.
I like the no-look pass better.
That no-look pass, you've never seen that. You've never seen that on a football field.
No.
You've never seen that on a football field.
It was a perfect pass.
It was a legit no-look pass. I was just talking with Crowder during the commercial break, and we were talking about whether he's ever been part of something on the field, like what happened with the Dolphins yesterday. And to show you how rare it is, it's been tried on Crowder before while he's been playing defense.
Yeah, dozens.
Never works.
It never works. You pitch it back a couple times, they fumble, they give it to one of them fat guys, they get hit in the knees, fall down, and everybody cheers. It never works. It's not supposed to work.
It worked with the Miami Hurricanes against Duke.
Yes.
That never works. Because the few times that it does work, you remember like the Tennessee, the Music City Miracle.
Yeah.
Like you remember when it works because it never works.
And in the
with
NFL,
the Canes, it worked.
I was just saying, Duke and Miami, like that was, and that had no real stakes on the line there. Dolphins are trying to get to a playoff spot. New England's trying to secure the AFC East. That was crazy.
It works in high school when you have a guy that runs a 4.2,
sure,
and nobody else out there runs a sub 4.8. He just runs around everybody and gets the hell on. It usually doesn't happen in college in the league because the skill sets are the same, except if you put a tight end at safety. To be honest, that's how it works.
We were just watching them break it down on ESPN, and Crowder was breaking it down too. So what should Rob Gronkowski, and again, he's not a safety and I don't blame him, but what should Rob Gronkowski have done as Kenyon Drake is running towards him?
He pressed towards Kenyon. And
he's
running at him. So
he's actually reducing the amount of time he's going to have to tackle him.
If he has to redirect, now it's flat. It's not at an angle. He has to now. He put himself in a foot race with Kenyon Drake, which is dumb.
Silly.
And then he didn't know where his help was because 21 was 5 yards behind Gronk to his right. But Gronk let Kenyon go to his left. If Gronk would have turned Kenyon back to the right.
Take the sideline away from Kenyon Drake. Make him turn back towards the other way, and your help might be there by then.
It's what y'all make fun of me about. I'm like, where's my safety help? All that. It's a joke. We joke about it, but it's true. Like, hey, if I'm in split safety, I know there's a safety right behind me. Or the simplest thing, even if Gronk didn't know, because it was dumb, Gronk's not a safety and he doesn't know that. You have to make Kenyon Drake stop his feet. Kenyon didn't break stride.
Right.
Make him stop his feet, let the troops come. Kenyon did not break stride. Once Ted Larson hit the blocker and Kenyon turned up and him and Gronk one-on-one, Gronk did not make him break stride. And he literally, like I just said, he decided to put himself in a foot race with Kenyon Drake in the open field. Dumbest decision ever. Kenyon Drake runs a 4.4.
Because even if you make him break stride a little bit, if you get an extra second, 2 seconds, that might be enough time for your help to get there.
It would be. Think about how close to the end zone Gronk dove and then 21 dove over top of Gronk. If that's 4 yards before, there's a good chance Kenyon Drake is pushed out on the one. Game over. Pages win by 5. Gronk should never have been in that situation. If it was on the 40... Yes, because you anticipate the jump ball. I told you when I was playing, it was Randy Moss that did that jump ball. And it makes sense. You put a guy 6'7" back there, he jumps up in the air, slaps the ball out of bounds, game winner. That was 75 yards to go. Nobody has that juice. Tannehill sure doesn't have that juice.
Certainly not yesterday.
Especially, and then we played Shannon Sharp saying it. A bad ankle during that game, 2 weeks removed from a bad shoulder, and you're going to let him throw it 80? Doesn't make sense.
It's a bad personnel decision by Bill Belichick. It was bad coaching by Bill Belichick. Brings me such great pleasure to say that. And there's people texting in that they've been listening during commercial breaks. They flip over to WEEI in Boston or that they listen to EEI in Boston this morning. Like, can you imagine? I kept saying at the beginning of the show, imagine that was reversed. Imagine. Now, Bill Belichick's got the juice and he's got the Super Bowl rings. Imagine it was Adam Gase. He takes Rashad Jones out in the last play and puts Mike Gesicki back there. And Mike Gesicki gets outrun by Sony Michel because Mike Gesicki doesn't know what he's doing.
Not made for that.
You'd be calling for Adam Gase's head. And so Bill Belichick's got it. And again, genius coach, whatever. But that was as boneheaded a personnel decision as I've ever seen. And I believe he needs to be called into question a little bit because he didn't have Malcolm Butler playing during the Super Bowl. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Like, he's made some decisions where you look at yourself and you go, is that really the definition of a genius? Or is that a guy that's benefited from having Tom Brady by his side his entire career?
His credit is built up pretty high.
It is.
He got about a 950 credit score. I don't know if
it goes like Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, genius NBA coach, right? Did he wipe all that away with his most recent tenure with the Knicks?
No.
Michael Jordan, great basketball player. He didn't wipe it away with his own ownership tenure, has he? Like, he's just, like, you can separate the two.
Yes. Well, with the ownership and the players different, but, like, the thing with Phil Jackson's interesting because you respect him so much from the 90s and early 2000s. And then he got to the Knicks and you were like, this is the same coach?
Like, it's not adding up.
So to Belichick's the same thing. Like, hey, you don't get out schemed. There's not a lot of Patriot games where you look at the end and say, oh, they had one up on Belichick. It's what I always talk about with the maturation of a game or the evolution of a game, the chess match.
That's what Pat Riley's going through a little bit.
Yeah, the back and forth, the X and O of a game, you don't go through the point of, oh, they tricked Belichick. That's why the damn Wildcat game was so impressive. There's a team that tricked Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick doesn't get tricked. Yesterday, Bill Belichick got outcoached. Hands down, outcoached. There's no other explanation other than we just talked about a bad personnel decision. Who made that personnel group? Bill Belichick. Who signed off on Rob Gronkowski playing safety? Bill Belichick. When Kenyon Drake turned that corner around Ted Larson's left butt cheek and Kenyon Drake was one-on-one with Gronk in the open field, that decision was fully made by Bill Belichick.
I put it all on Belichick. I do.
It's on him.
Even them not scoring at the end of the first half. Ultimately, I put that on Belichick. Like, you've got to be able to communicate to your players, hey, throw the ball away in this situation. Like, Tom Brady didn't know they had no timeouts left. That's Belichick's fault in my mind.
And if he even assumed this is Tom Brady, this is the best quarterback of all time, this is Hall of Famer, he has to know. You made a mistake there because you assumed that he knew. And if you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. And that's what happened. There's no way they should have left that series without at least 3 points.
Now, with all the fun that we've been having today with Dolphins and the miracle in Miami, anybody excited for Heat Lakers tonight?
I would have been, but the Lakers aren't the dumpster fire I planned them to be.
And the D-Wade, LeBron James, final time on the court together. I mean, it's a 10:30 game. Are you going to stay up and watch the entire game?
Entire game? No, yeah, no. I catch the first half.
Yeah, I watched the first half.
Because I think
I have no interest
at the beginning of the season, I would have said to you, this is one of those nights I can't wait. Like, this will be 10:30. I will be on the couch. I will watch that game. You can't miss it. And I kind of feel that way, too. I'm like, is anybody feeling that way? Like, is this one of those appointment? Like, I want to see the intros, and I want to see the first few minutes, and I think I might lose interest after that.
What are you watching for?
I don't know.
You just said you painted as LeBron versus Wade. What's Wade going to get you, 14 minutes?
Right.
It's not LeBron versus Wade.
And he's not going to start either, so they're not going to get an embrace on the
Wade's
court.
Wade's been balling, though, lately. Like, he looks good.
Last game.
He looked good.
He went crazy last
game.
That
Clippers game, one that we bet against because of Valero.
Crowder.
Valero has this brilliant idea. We're at the Entercom holiday party. Valero's got this brilliant idea. Let's bet the Clippers -9 against the Heat. His rationalization
was pretty good.
Goran Dragic wasn't playing. Second night of a back-to-back. Heat had hammered Phoenix the night before.
No Hassan.
No Hassan Whiteside.
Hassan, yeah.
I like a Hassan.
And so we bet the Clippers -9, and the Heat went out and probably beat them by about 30.
Wrong side of a right bet.
No, wrong side, wrong bet. Everything was wrong about that.
You don't know how that works.
It was the wrong side of the right bet.
Heat are getting 6 tonight in Los Angeles. That appealed to anybody?
I'll take the Lakers.
Take the Lakers -6? I would probably bet the Lakers tonight, too. We haven't been on our NBA bet, so probably just call this one a... I do like the Monday Night Football game. I like Seattle giving Minnesota 3.
I do like that.
I like that bet. We did all right this weekend.
Looking at Wade's... box scores for the last, 10 games. He'll give you a 30. But after all his 30s, he's going back down to 11 and
How many minutes is he 10. Is he playing per night on average?
When he scored to 25, that was the Clippers game, he gave us 32 minutes, which he can't do before
that's
that.
That's a lot of minutes.
I was thinking about that tonight. Like, he played 32 last game. He had a day off, whatever. But before that, 22, 21, 26. He played a 34-minute game against Toronto about a month ago, maybe, but I don't know. It's looking ugly tonight. For Dwayne Wade, for us to win, Dwayne Wade has to go out and drop 25-plus. We shouldn't bet that game.
LeBron ain't going to let that happen.
No.
Much as they like each other.
In L.A., too, knowing the relationship between him and Wade, how tight they are, you come to my house, I have to teach you a lesson about my house.
We got some Can You Feel It to start the 4 o'clock hour, Falero?
Oh, yeah.
We will do it in moments.